Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marv Stahl. Batting second, the left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dan McGinn. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan McGinn. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is hit by the pitch. Singleton moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, four strike three. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Grote moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. Agee moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Foy moves to second. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Strohmeyer covering, for the out. Foy moves to third. Boswell moves to second. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is called out on strikes. One out. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0-for-1 in the game. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Jones for the double play. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Mets. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Strohmeyer hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Swoboda moves to third. It's 7-2, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. Foy moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Strohmeyer. Foy moves to third. Boswell moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Dillman now pitching. Gary Sutherland now playing third base. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentry strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel misplays the ball. That's an error on Stahel. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-to-3, Mets. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.